On the last few weeks on Made for More. Made for More. I want to follow on from that theme, and the title of my message this morning is A Better You. A Better You. Are you happy where you're at? Do you want a better you?
Yes.
I know I want a better me. I want a better us. I want a better people. God wants a better you. There are stuff that we know, but sometimes through our choices we don't do. I want to encourage us today to do everything we can to become a better us, a better you, and a better me. By and large, I am an encourager. I love to encourage people. I love to exhort people. I just see people and I can just see dreams on their lives. I can just see that you have a purpose. God has made you for a purpose, for a plan. You are not discarded. Do not settle for second best. Don't just settle for... Because Jesus paid a very high price for your life and my life. A very high price so that we can benefit from what he has done for us. God has saved us for purpose, to make a difference, to live life to the fullest. Not a life of misery. Not a life of just surviving, just bobbing up in the ocean, you know, just enough to get breath. Okay, this is, so my scripture this morning I'm going to read from is Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, 2, 3. This is one of my most, it's one of my most favorite scriptures. I just love this. It's also in Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. And this is what it says. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God. That's not vengeance of God against you, that's vengeance of God against the devil. Okay? Because the devil has a plan for your life too. He wants to destroy your life. He wants to upset you. He wants to lay you out. To comfort all who mourn and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They would be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendor. In the New Testament, when Jesus was in the temple, he read this and he said, today this has been fulfilled in your ear. You and I believe that you and I have heard the good news. We've been changed by the good news. Where you were once in prison, you've been set free. Where you once were oppressed, where you once were bruised, where you once were grieved and hurt and in despair, Jesus came and he rescued you. He certainly did with me, and I am 100% sure that's what he's done for you as well and for me. So Jesus' plan for that, for mankind, but also for you and I to carry this message, for you and I to carry this word of healing, this word of wholeness, the good news, carry this to your children, to your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, to your brothers, to your sisters, to your mother, to your father, to your neighborhood, to your community. So what has occurred in you, God wants this to occur in others. It's not just for you to keep. I love the local church. I believe in the local church. But I tell you what I don't believe. I don't believe that the local church is a place where you just have a you and I party. We just pat each other on the back. Oh, this is good. This is great. Enjoy God. Love everything. But then don't go and give it away. Don't go and share it with others. Don't go do anything, not do anything about it. It's not about just the confines of this place. This is where we come, we get equipped, we get encouraged, and then we go out and we love on other people, don't we? So there are benefits. So our purpose is good news to the poor. Bind up the brokenhearted, freedom for the captives, release from darkness, proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, comfort all who mourn, provide for those who grieve. I'm just going to share one little story. Now, sometimes the gospel is not just in word, but also in deed. Amen. Yeah? And I'm going to share some stories today where I've seen some amazing deeds by organizations and by individuals. Okay? Now, Port Care, we are a charity on South Street. And we have an amazing team. We reach out to our community. And we do a lot of great work there. Also, thank you to Pastor Emma for all she has done with Port Care. She's done an amazing job. Thank you. Now, one day, I drove into Port Care and I saw one of our clients. And his name is Craig. And he's sitting at the bus stop. We have a bus stop right outside of Port Care. And I hadn't seen him for a while. I went up to him. Craig, how you doing? And he wasn't so steady on his feet. He had a bottle with him. You know, and I thought, I said, Craig, you're not going to get home like this. Come inside, wait 5 or 10 minutes, and I'll take you home. So I walked him inside, I got his bottle. I didn't tip it out. I put it in a bag for him. He was a bit embarrassed. And one of our ladies, Connie, oh, Charlie, he's got no shoes, he's got no socks. Can we give him some shoes and can we give him some socks? Well, of course. So she got shoes, she sat down with him, she put shoes and socks on him. And later we were able to drive him home. Now, I don't know all of this man's journey in life. I really don't know. But one day I asked him, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Do you believe who he is? And where do you think he is? This was the day that he was sober. He said, Charlie, you know, Jesus is in my heart. Jesus is in my heart. We want to bring people to a place. Now, I never led him to Christ. I'm still journeying with him. I went and visited him the other day. He gets really embarrassed about letting people in his home because, Charlie, this is untidy. He's a lovely man. I went and visited him the other day just to let him know that we're there and that we care. So what equipment do we use? What is the equipment that God has given us? Well, he's given us the good news of the gospel. The Lord has anointed me. Today, I want you to know that the Lord has anointed you. You are anointed. You are anointed by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. Sometimes we may not sense it. But what I believe we need to do is that we need to access God and we need to declare some of these promises that God has over us. Lord, today I thank you that you are with me. I thank you that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Thank you, Lord, that you have anointed me. And like Pastor Stephen said this morning, just wait. When you're in prayer, just wait with your hands open, like your heart's open to God, and just wait. Something's happening while you're waiting, while you're declaring the promises of God over your life. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you. It is upon each and every single one of you. And it doesn't start at the age of 12 or 14. It can start as soon as you've come to know Christ. These are one of the benefits that God has given to you and I, that the Lord has anointed you. You have the Spirit of God upon you. What am I going to say? What am I going to say to them, Charlie? What did people say to you? You can share your story. Share a minute of what you're like before you knew Christ. When you came to Christ, what happened? And what you're looking forward to and where you are heading in the future. People want to hear you. They do. I have met with the most people that are without. The Bible says preach the gospel to the poor. So not only, we're not talking about poor as in they have nothing. We're also talking about people that have, they have multitudes of cars and cash in the bank. They are very poor because on the inside of them there's this scratch, there's this itch that they want more. That they know, not more material, but they know that there's something more in life. There's more to life than just what they've got. I've talked to men. I talked to a man last week, a millionaire. Empty. Sad. But we have the good news. And people want to see authentic Christians, not super spiritual. Yea, for the Lord would say to you, oh, please, don't do that. Please, just be real with people. Just be real. I had a pastor once ask me, he said to me, How do you do it with your children? How do you be a dad? I said to him, I says, I'm just real with them. Just be real. You got to live the gospel. Yes. I've made many mistakes and I've gone to my children at different times. So I am very, very sorry for what I said. I'm very, very, and I have apologized. Do you know what I love about, I know my kids, they're very forgiving. Oh, it's okay, Dad. But there's some things I've done, I've been probably a bit harsh. Some things I've done have been okay. I remember once I said to my son, if that word comes out of you again, I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap. How many of us have said this to our kids? All hands have gone up. Except for the millennials. No. One day, at the table, he said it. So what am I going to do? Took him to the bathroom. And I did. And I have no regrets of this. Got the soap in his mouth. He washed it out. And never again did he do that again. He never hated me for it. But we laughed about it. He says, you know, Dad, I was waking up in the middle of the night with bubbles still in my mouth. He still reminds me of that today. So, love your kids. You know, there is, in the scripture, it says there that God has given us the garment of praise. This is really important to be a people that praise God. You have got to inhabit the praises of the living God within you. You have got to be a praising person. Continually love, continually praise Him. God inhabits the praises of His people. During the week, I had a really crazy week. I think it was the Thursday. We run a community lunch on the Friday, running the Paul Kerr. I got called out late on Wednesday night, a young man who was in distress. And so there's people ringing me, volunteers, oh, sorry, I can't come in today. So you've got all these things pressing on you. I've got to prepare a message for today. So you've got just things pressing on you. And anyway, I just remember I felt this headache. Got this headache coming on. And I'm feeling yuck. I'm feeling miserable. None of you have ever felt like that, I know. I'm the only one. I'm just feeling really yuck. I'm feeling miserable. And I'm going, am I coming down with the flu? Am I coming down with something? I didn't think that I was coming down with COVID. Everyone uses that one. I just thought, oh, what's going on? What is this? So then I just started to sing. Not allowed in the store. People would leave. They would run. Honestly, they would. We have this singer in our church, and he says to the music team, never watch Charlie when he's singing, because he claps out of tune. So just look at other people in the congregation, don't look at Charlie. Anyway, so I start singing, just under my breath. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Lift up your voice to God. You love my voice, don't you? I just started singing, and I'm singing away, and I'm singing away, and I'm just going about my duties, and, you know. And then I don't know when, but it lifted. It left. I kind of like, an hour and a half later, I'm kind of like, oh, it's gone. Oh, amazing, Lord. So put on the garments of praise. God has given you that weapon. Praise is a weapon. The devil will try and come and oppress you, put negative things in your mind, say things, give you that sense of, you know, but put on the garments of praise. Declare, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me with the Holy Spirit. If you've sinned or you've done something, God is very merciful. Ask forgiveness. Move on. Put your faith in the character of God. Put your faith in his character. You can do that. He will not let you down. That check will not bounce. Okay, so we want to come to a place where our assignment is completion. What we've done, it goes on in that scripture. It says, we'll be called oaks of righteousness, planted by the Lord for the display of his splendor. This is all about the living God, displaying him. Oaks of righteousness being big, tall trees that when the storms and the wind comes, you will not blow over. This whole scripture passage, speak this over your life, pray into this, walk in this. I encourage you to do that. But this is a choice. We will only have fulfillment and fulfill our purpose because we need to make a choice. It's in the how we meet, it's in the how we need to make some choices. It's not in the things you don't know. It's possibly in the things that we do know, but we do not do. You've heard all this before, but do we do it? I know I don't always do everything, but I want to be a better me. Start doing this. Start living a fulfilled life in the living God. So the power of the word, the power of a sermon is not in, wow, I've never heard that before, but in the stuff that we've always heard, but we've never started doing it. We need to start doing it. We choose. I'm going to share this story about an organization. And they're called Charity Water. And I followed them. And they dig wells all over the world. In 2012, there's about 800 and something million people without clean water. Kenya, Ethiopia, Uganda, you name it. Dirty water, which was making them sick. I'm not going to give you the whole background, but this man decided that we're going to start putting wells in. So people in villages can have clean water. There was one village they went to, in Ethiopia, and they hit water, brought in the truck, you know, water, and people are excited and happy. They start dancing. I've seen lots of footage. And one woman was crying. Melba, what's the matter? Why are we crying? I just remember my daughter walking 2 hours to fetch water and 3.5 hours to get back with a big pot on her back, day after day, every day. One day she came back, she made it back, and she dropped her pot and it broke. And just the despair, she went and took her life. She took her life. I'm not going to tell you how, but she took her life. And the mother said, all this time, the water's been here. Within like 30 metres of their home, in their village. You know, they didn't know what was there. But you know, you and I, we know what we got. We know what's there. We know the benefits of the living God that He has for us. We know. Let's now take that. Implement that in our lives. The answer. Read the word. Pray, seek God. Years ago, where I gave my heart to Christ, the church we had, we did a lot of counselling in our church, a lot. And one day the pastor thought, this is just way too much. He started to encourage people to read daily and do devotions. Read daily and do devotions. Read daily, seek the Lord. And people, a third of the people stopped coming for counselling. They're finding answers in the Word. They're finding answers when they're spending time with Jesus Christ. I'm just going to go to Nat's story. There's a photo of him. Now, my wife works for an organisation called Transform Cambodia, so I listen in on things that are going on. You know, at home, she's on the laptop, she's doing stuff, so she shows me faces of young kids. And this organisation's been going for a long time, over 18 years, I think. And what they do is they get children in from these slums, kids that can't afford to go to school, and they pay for them to go to school. Organised, set up by two businessmen here in Perth. And they have over 30 centres, and it's not an orphanage. So the kids get educated. They pay for the education, okay? And they have these centres where after school, and they have school in two separate lots during the day. One half go in the morning, the other half go in the afternoon. And then they come back to the centre. They get taught English. They get taught maths. They get mentored. They get taught English. They get taught the Word of God. They get taught about Christian living. And this young boy, Nat, they found him as a young boy. They brought him in and gave him an education. In 2009, he came. And he became a part of what these people do in good deeds in this nation. Last Sunday, my wife gets a message saying that this young boy tragically passed away, had a heart attack. 19 years of age. He joined Transform Cambodia in 2009. He was only 19 when he tragically and suddenly died during his time at Transform Cambodia. He came to know Christ. He was actively involved in building the local church, running kids' clubs, a youth led, an example to all those around him. His mother shared the story of his birth this week at the funeral. So she's sharing the story. She was extremely poor. Her husband had left her. She worked on the rice fields right up to the time she went into labour. She asked someone to go call the midwife, to come and help to bring to birth this young boy. And the midwife said, no, I'm not coming. She's too poor. She will not be able to pay me. The local man in the village, one of the head elders, went to her and pleaded with her, please come, please come. And so she did. She came. So during her birth, there was a presence that appeared to her, she said. And she felt that everything was going to be okay. Her son was born. Later, the son went to school and became a Christian. She said, I did not mind that he became a Christian. She's actually a Buddhist. I did not mind because I knew there was something about what happened at his birth and the connection of him becoming a Christian. The night before he died, she has an angel appear to her and says, Net has finished his assignment. And she thought, she didn't quite understand, oh, my son, you know. The next day, Net had a heart attack and passed away at 19. This is an organization doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful deeds. The day before Net died, she felt the same presence come to her room, heard the words, Net has finished his assignment. She did not understand this as Net was in good health. She, a Buddhist, honored her son in saying that he would have a Christian funeral. And she really believes that Net is with Jesus. This is what she said. And you know, the whole village people could hear about the funeral ceremony and good news of Jesus through the big speakers, through the air. While even in his death also brings all glory to God. Assignment complete. It's not that we don't know. It's just that we don't do. Let's be people that do. Let's be a better you. Let's be a better me. Let's be a better us. God is for you. God is not against you. God wants you to have an abundant life. Maybe you're here today, you've never received Jesus Christ as your Lord and your personal Savior. Let's stand up. Can we do that for a moment?